Well, the economy took another hit yesterday as unemployment claims rose, which of course means markets fell. Joining us, Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Louise, jobless claims, not a good picture, is it?
Not a good picture. You know, this is the worst we've had in 9 months. And what we're talking about here are initial jobless claims. This is a leading indicator. It's different from the unemployment rate, which captures all of the unemployment of people looking for jobs. What this is new people going in and saying, I need unemployment benefits. So to see those new claims coming in at such high level is disturbing people.
Well, what you call it is important. Is it a jobless recovery or a double dip recession?
That's the big question, of course. But people are really looking at these trends, you know, because we had seen after March of 2009, when that was the peak of these jobless claims, they had fallen and fallen and fallen until this February, February 2010. But since then, now we're seeing them go up. And so that's the question, Miles.
You know, speaking of scary trends, we just reported that there's a record number of people who are raiding their retirement funds, like a 10-year high of people doing that.
Well, if you think about it, you know, Lehman collapsed just about 2 years ago. So that's when the panic happened. That's when all of our stock portfolios fell. And it's been a long time. And the picture, you know, arguably hasn't gotten that much better. It's a huge issue for midterm elections. You know, in front of Congress right now, there's a jobs bill that stalled that would remove some taxes for small businesses. So there's some things that might help a little, but it's really unclear how we're going to get out of this bad cycle.
Let's talk a minute about the markets. They fell on this report, but wasn't this kind of predicted?
No, it was not expected to be this bad. And of course, you know, with the stock market, it could go back up today. We've seen it be very volatile all summer, so I wouldn't read too much into that. But certainly in the bigger picture, economists are concerned about reports like this.
So can we talk our way into a recession here if we keep going on this way? I mean, where are we headed here?
You know, confidence is an important thing.
Yeah.
You know, and the biggest thing needed for an economic recovery is consumer spending. And if people don't have jobs and if they're worried about this and if they're taking out of their 401k, it's unclear that they're going to go out this holiday season and buy all the products that retailers are really hoping they'll buy to get this economy back on track. And, you know, it's companies looking for sales who are then going to hire people. So it's a long cycle of events we need.
What is it, August 20th today? That's the first reference to the holiday season I've heard this year.
Louise, you were the last. Right.
All right.
It will not be the last.
All right. Louise Story with our partner, the New York Times. Thank you so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.